Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good guest and we count down the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, it's my good friend Dave O'Neill. How are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Very excited. So excited. Been a lot of discussion about this top 5.
You've chosen this topic and I was saying off air, this is the one I'm most out of my element with. Yeah. Most of them, well, look, to be honest, most of them are like music or snack foods, which, you know, you would do well on all of them.
In both. Yeah, you'd reckon. Yeah. But, love snack food.
But you've chosen 80s synth music.
Yeah. Top 5 80s synth music. And I had a lot of problems knocking ones out and, you know, thinking, oh, is that really... I'd listened to some. You know, I immediately thought of Ultravox's Vienna. And it's not, I mean, it's sort of a synth song, but it's a lot of drum machine, basically. So I've got a Midgeur song in there, but it's not that one. So anyway.
Because I was talking to, Justin Hamilton did it last week, and I was talking to him, I don't know if I'll get 5, if I can find 5. But then I found I've actually got an honourable mention as well. So that's...
Yeah, great. That's
fine. So I've got the numbers. So
great.
I'll kick off with my... Now, look, this is... I was born in 81. So I wasn't into this kind of... Like, it was around, but by the time I was into music, this kind of... It had been outdated. It was that kind of, like, a bit daggy if you put synths.
Yeah. Early 80s was the peak of synth music. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, by the late 80s, 90s, synth was... Oh, they've come back now, but they're a bit daggy. You're right.
Well, it was that thing of, like, went from synthesizers to saxophones and then grunge rock. And then it was singing like Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, it's funny that singing voice that they do.
Which everyone put on, and then, like, so Paul Dempsey would sing like that, and now he doesn't sing like that.
Yeah,
it was
Eskimo Joe, the guy from Eskimo Joe, had a bit of that going on. White fingernail. Who I loved Eskimo Joe. I love Eskimo Joe, but you're right. It's an affected voice, and I think who was the ones that had that massive hit? They're a Canadian band. Oh, Crash Test Dummies. Hear the ultimate deep. Once there was a man who. It's a great song, actually. But anyway,
well, it's almost that song's almost. It could be a novelty song, but yes. It wasn't. Which is not good when, like, the song is quite funny and you go, this is funny. No, we're very serious about this.
That's it. I had that album.
All right, so I'm going to kick us off. I'm going to kick us off with my number five. So this is Tears for Fears. And this is Shout. So I'm going to play a little bit for the listener. Here you go, listeners. And I can only play 30 seconds until Afra comes knocking down my doors.
Shut up.
Anyway.
I think...
Yeah.
Once you hear... I think most people would know that. And they, of course, also sang Mad World, which was the Donnie Darko version.
Yes.
Is possibly better than the original.
My seven-year-old can play that on the piano. His music teacher made them sing that in the school choir, which I think is a weird song to sing. This was coming out of last year's lockdown. Just a sad song.
They sang Mad World. That's great.
The Gary Jules version. So he can play the line on the piano now. He kind of sat there and he can play it, which
fantastic.
Is very impressive. But also it's like, oh, mate, maybe choose a happier song.
Well, yeah, I remember when I first went to primary school. Sorry, they have some, because the music teachers are getting younger. They did Peter Bjornan's, you know, the one with the whistling in it. That's a great song.
Young folks, yeah.
Yeah, but then grade six, when one of my kids was in grade six, they all voted for their favourite song, and they've all voted for Hey Now, You're a Rock Star. Oh.
Because I remember when my eldest was in prep, they had to write down a little just get to know me kind of thing. It was like my favourite animal, my favourite colour, and my favourite song. And my kid put down his favourite song was Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good choice, isn't it?
I was, yeah, but it was real, like, clearly now he would have his own choice, but that was clearly me in the car going, what can we listen to that I like and I'll also get something out of it. But I chose Shout by Tears of Fears because this takes me back to when I was probably 21. I had a brand new girlfriend, and she, and I've talked about this on the show before, but she used to go out with Darren from the band Girling.
Oh, wow.
Which I love. I loved as well the band Girling. Yeah. But he left a whole bunch of his, like, DJ CDs at her house. Right. And this was on it. And I used to like, because it was like, this is a really weird choice. This was like 2000 and, I'm going to say 2004. But I would listen to this in her car because I couldn't drive back then. So she would drive me around. But my job while she was driving was to roll her cigarettes for her. She's the only girlfriend I've ever had that smoked.
Sounds like a very, very, yeah, I don't know, hipster kind of time.
Yeah. But it was that thing as well. Everyone was like, did you ever smoke?
No, I never smoked. No.
No, neither did I. But it was that thing. It was like, I always thought it was disgusting. But then I think when cool people smoke, it does make them cooler.
Yes.
Like, if you're very attractive, it's going to make you even more attractive.
Yeah, you'd see people outside bands smoking and stuff. But guys, I was in bands, we smoked, but yeah, I never smoked. Yeah. It's funny.
But Tears of Fears.
Nah, I don't like Tears of Fears. Never liked them.
This song just takes me back to that, so there you go.
Well, that's good. I mean, they're always very commercial, you know, Tears for Fears, and good looking, so... Yeah. I would have categorized them as a girls band back in the day, along with who else was like, who was the guy? Oh, Nick Kershaw and, you know, Paul Young, Wherever I Lay My Hat. I love synth music, but Tears for Fears, no. But I mean, I listen to their songs now and they're quite good, I've got to say. Mad World is a great song.
Yeah. Well, it's that thing of the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
That's a good song, too. That's a good song.
But I also prefer every other version I hear of it than the actual Tears of Fears version.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, I'll give him. I've got Australian for my fifth one. The Models, I Hear Motion, which
great,
which was, I don't know, 85, 86 maybe, and it just had a great synth start, which is the keyboards of Andrew Duffield, and it's when James Freud joined the band. So it was a second lineup, but this is when they, because the thing about the Models, they were very, very cool in the early days, and then they had a few massive hits and they became uncool.
Barbados is such a weird song to be a hit as well.
Yes. And so they had Out of Mind, Out of Sight and Barbados. Everyone remembers them as that, but before that stage, they were incredibly cool, the Models.
Yep.
I love I Hear Motion. I Hear Motion, that album, I think it's The Pleasure of Your Company, had some great synth work. And it's all down to Andrew Duffield, actually, on the keyboard. So can you get that one up?
I'll play it.
Just play the start. It's just fantastic, the keyboard.
So I Hear Motion?
I Hear Motion.
Who's the other guy in the band?
Sean Kelly. James died, but Sean's still around. Oh, there we go. Listen to that. Oh, yeah.
Some good synth work.
Yeah. And this bit too.
Such a good song. Because Sean Kelly came on Spix when I was hosting. You might have been on that episode.
Yeah, I was. Yes, I was. Because I told that story about that. They were the first band I saw in a pub, the Models.
Yeah.
And we were underage. And me and this guy, Eduardo Philippe, got the train into the St Kilda to the Seaview Ballroom, and we got there at 6:30. We didn't know what time the band started.
I used to do the same thing. Like, when it said doors open, I'd get there when the doors were open, even before.
Yeah, I was excited. And the go-betweens were sound checking. And and Lindy Morrison came off the stage and goes, "Are you boys here to see the Models?" And we're like, "Yeah, we are." And she goes, "Well, they don't start for a couple of hours." She was like a teacher. "You want to go and maybe play some pinball machines?" And we're like, yeah, right. And so we went off. And then we love the go-betweens too. And anyway, we came back. We saw them. The Models started. And then we saw these uniformed police running up the stairs. And we're like, oh, it's a raid. So we ran into the toilets. And there were these a few young skinheads. I don't know what they were doing at the models. They'd smashed the window. They were climbing out the window. So we climbed out the window. And then we ran around to the front because I was really pissed off that we'd missed the models. So I was looking through the window and I saw the cops just drinking a beer in the main bar in their uniform. So I went, oh, that's... They're not there for it. They're just there to have a drink. So we went... This was like a long time. This was 1982. So we went back in and watched the models. And from that day, I always loved them. And, yeah, great synth work with the models.
I remember Sean being a really good guest. He was really fun. But I also remember off air, when we were talking in the green room, he was laughing because something... Nick Cave was in the news for some reason. And he doesn't like Nick Cave because Nick Cave has always been cool, I reckon.
Yes.
And didn't have any backlash ever, even when he was doing songs with Kylie Minogue.
It's true.
And so, yeah, but I remember him just slagging off Nick Cave, and it was quite fun.
Yeah, him and James Freud hated Nick Cave. Yeah, James Freud talks about it in his book. But I got to say, I was more on the model side than the Nick Cave. I had an older brother who was more into the punk. He used to go and see the birthday party, and I remember him coming home covered in spit because they were like, it was like a punk gig, but of course, you know, I always hung shit on the birthday party because they were Caulfield Grammar, and so that made us just laugh and laugh that they were, oh. But as we know, you can have pain wherever you go, so he had a lot of pain, and now I listen to the birthday party, I quite like them. So I was sort of, you know, you get put off by your older brothers sometimes with their music taste, but there were four boys in my family, they still are, and we all love the models, actually. We love the models, we love the Sunny Boys, and I was going to play the Reels, but they were another great synth band, but I couldn't fit them in, so they get an honourable mention. I love
couldn't
the Reels.
Get Quasimodo's Dream in there?
Yes, Quasimodo's Dream.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.